He's alive. He never run out of direction. He never run out of insight. You know, we talk about wisdom being insight and foresight.
Thank you, Father.
I want you to notice the two passages of scripture we're going to use tonight, and I want you to get ready for to enter in to a new dimensions of wisdom. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. It's working, it's powerful, and we're so thankful to be a part of what you're doing. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. We welcome those who are watching by internet. Just join in with us as we take notes, you take notes. We're going to have the opportunity to look at the most powerful side of your life. If you learn to function in this side, it will be so powerful, and it will change so many things that look like they can't be changed. Now, if you're taking note, though, the secret of operating in the God-ordained wisdom. Secret is plural. The secrets of operating in the God-ordained wisdom. Now, prior to reading scriptures, I want to tell you two or three things that you can pinpoint. This is organized special wisdom. Organized special wisdom. God organized it just for his children. Secondly, this wisdom will give you a new order of living. A new order of living. We know it's divine. We know it's supernatural. We're talking about a supernatural wisdom. It is an opulent wisdom in abundance. In other words, it's supreme. And this is another thing you need to know about this wisdom. I don't know what you're dealing with in life, where you are, what you're facing. But this is a wisdom that opposition can't stop. Now those four things are to bless you to get you ready for some secrets here in this wisdom. We're going to read two passages of scripture. This is a great week. It's the week that commemorate him heading. He headed to the cross now, isn't he? And so we're going to read two passages of scripture from 1 Corinthians. Actually, the second chapter is where man text is, but I'm going to go in the first chapter because I want you to see one or two things there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us what shall save, it is the power of God. Say the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy. Now notice what he says here. It'll indicate that there are different kinds of wisdom. James talks about it in the third chapter. He talks about four kinds of wisdom. He's talking about a sensual, earthly, devilish, and then the God kind of wisdom. Sometimes people think they're wise and they're not wise because they're just working with regular wisdom. But notice in verse 19, are you with me? He says, for it written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise. You see that?
Yes,
that's those who think they're wise without him.
Right.
And he said, notice what he said next, and I will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudence. Verse 20 says, where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the dispute of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? Y'all still with me?
Yes, sir.
A lot of times he's going to mention different things about wisdom in this text. 21st verse says, for after that, in the wisdom of who?
God.
The world by wisdom knew not God. See, it's a different wisdom. See, it's not a natural human wisdom. It's not a scientific wisdom. It's not an intellectual wisdom. This is a divine supernatural wisdom that I think stands above everything that exists. Because actually, wisdom is Jesus Christ himself. All right, you follow me? Now watch what he keep on saying about wisdom. 21st verse again. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews required a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. You see that? But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greek foolishness. So when you go to operate in this wisdom, people are going to think you're foolish. And a lot of time when one operates in this kind of wisdom, it becomes a stumbling block to someone who try to control them, or someone who think they can't move no farther, and they're moving in the invisible. See, this wisdom will move you in an invisible answer. You see it, but the other person don't see it. Did you get that? See, that's time God going to speak to you and show you things through this wisdom. And the person sitting right next to you said, I don't see nothing. You see something? He said, God, I see it loud and clear. See, that's the way this wisdom works, all right? All right, now watch this. Let me say it again. This wisdom seemed foolish to some people. When God supernaturally give you some enlightenment to do something against the odds, against the normal pattern. See, normal living is our problem. We have to draw from our source that give us a life above standard. Anybody can get a standard life, but believers should live specialized. All right, write down standard, write down special, circle special, so you don't want to get it mixed up. We should live specialized. And when you're operating in the wisdom of God, it will create, good God Almighty, it will create a special life for you. You would look like you a God favorite. You know, like finding, let me make it sound foolish, like finding golden nuggets aside the street. Nobody else found nothing. You found six of them. And you know, some people say, oh, she didn't find nothing. You know, but God put it there for you. You know, God can put it there for you. Do you understand that, right? Yeah, but when you're operating in the wisdom of God, you're in another dimension. I think I've mentioned in one point, there is no such thing as dominion without wisdom. You got to have this divine insight, this divine foresight. You know where you are, and you know where you're going. And you know how you're going to get there. By faith. By faith. See, the how with us is not the how. The how with us, you listening?
Yes,
the how with us is a trust.
Yes,
I'm not giving no change back on that.
Amen.
See, the how for us, see, one of the secret of us, we don't have to know how.
That's right, that's right.
We trust. That's right. The wider you get, the less foolish you'll be.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And all these little hindrances that becoming a stumbling block to you. Those things must turn into stepping stone. Anytime, you know, we say take a lemon and make lemonade out of it. You know, anytime an obstacle come in your way, wisdom going to show you the opportunity. Yeah, maybe you're dealing with something right now and it seemed like an obstacle. Keep looking at it. through the eyes of faith, and it will turn into an opportunity. Because God will arrange things for you specially. You got to have that hope. You got to have that faith. God working it out. I don't care how long it's been. God working it out. It's gonna come out. It's gonna come out in my favor. Amen.
Amen.
You looking and listening?
Yes, sir.
We're talking about a powerful thing here. You talk about wisdom. You talking about opening something up that is beyond humanistic understanding. You're gonna have to have a revelation in order to know when wisdom is functioning in your life. We're not talking about regular wisdom. You know, just because you know somebody, you connected with somebody. We're talking about God making things happen for you in a special way. You know he'll do that, right? And you know some things, when you're not operating in wisdom, you know some things you saw as a stumbling block and some things you saw as foolishness. It was actually God working things out for you. But see, we cannot bring God in alignment with normal. I heard that. I heard that. You heard that? Yeah, you cannot. See, God don't work. You can't put him in a normal route. Because he can change the whole road. See, states and government and individuals who high-minded, they can't stop God. God have left millions of times the place they're standing at. I mean, you just, how great God is. Anybody know him? And he want to express himself to you tonight. I want to show you something. Watch now. I got to read this verse because it's so powerful. Verse 24. But unto them which are called, that's very important. For to them which are called, are you called?
Yes.
Both Jews and Greek, what happened? Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So the cross is the power of God this week, as you remember, and the wisdom of God. Two things, the power of God and the wisdom of God. You can go anywhere with those two things. Okay, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Then it says in verse 25, it put us in a class, the believers in a class all by themselves if they study their lesson. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than man. It is. Now go to the second chapter, because I'm going to give you some life lesson in wisdom before I start giving any outline. I might not make it no further than the life lesson that the Holy Ghost told me to give you, but I'll give it. You'll be able to use them in your life. And you will learn some lessons of the supernatural, of the divine. Wisdom is the headmaster of miracles. Wisdom will make a miracle happen for you. Wisdom will show you how to work a miracle. Wisdom will use you, listen to me. Wisdom will use you as an instrument of your own miracle. I mean, that's how high class God's wisdom is. Functioning in dimensions that can't fully be explained, but it can be obtained. If a people have some concept of what wisdom really is, they're always a move ahead of the crowd. And it's important that if you don't get a life lesson out of the lesson, what good for you coming here? If you don't get something to deal with what you're dealing with, anybody can get an outline, A, B, C, D, F, G. But what about my life? And this is what the Holy Spirit is concerned about, that when you come to these sessions, that you feed and be ready to deal with the affairs of life wisely. How I say it?
Wisely.
So there's a wisdom anointing here. Once a person starts walking under the umbrella of the wisdom anointing, they make decisions and make choices that'll blow your mind. Because they're not making it themselves. They're making it in a substance that you can't see. Folks get upset, you know. You start operating in wisdom, boy, church folk get upset. Say, what are you doing? But you operate, oh my goodness. You operate in a place that they could be in, but they won't pay the price. All right. Now go to the second chapter. And I thought I was going to read, but I'm going to read from the third verse. Paul talked about his preaching, and you know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. In the third verse, he says, and the fourth verse, and my, 1 Corinthians 2:4, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom. See, man's wisdom cut the demonstration. Man wisdom will cut out the of the spirit and power. They'll cut it off because you have a form of godliness denying the power thereof. A religious spirit, a traditional spirit will cut the power of God off. The power of God, you have to sometimes stumble into it, fumble into it. You can't be proudful and boy, I feel the Holy Ghost, and operate in the things of God. It's sort of like I can't get the words. You're sort of like a junkie. You know, you're shifting around like you not don't know where you're going. All of a sudden, you're there. You say, how you got there? How she got there? That's getting out the way that the wisdom of God can take you places you can't go by yourself. All right, watch this now. Watch this. Verse 5, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. And that's one problem we got now. We got too much confidence in men. And when you put too much confidence in men, you violate the power of God. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Now, watch verse 6, because it gets strong. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. What that word perfect mean? Matured. What another word? Complete. That's it. All right, write them three words now. See, when he talking about being perfect, he talking about being matured, he talking about being complete, he talking about have come to a certain place and able to do things in a certain way. Now put that down, because that certain way is one of the secrets of all the rich men in the world. Everybody can be doing it, but some people are doing it in a certain way. See, the person who's doing it a certain way is the person who's going to get manifestation. All right. Now, and I got so much I want to say. All right. So you got that about maturity, right? So what happened if you're immature? I just want to ask. You're not going to operate in wisdom like you should. You might get a little sprinkled, but I'm talking about a person who operating in full force wisdom. You can't jam them. You can't shut them down. You can't deceive them. They see clean through you because God tell on you. So we need to grow up, don't we? He says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor the prince of this world that come to naught. Notice that. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Now get this. They say three important things in verse 7. See, that's why you have to have maturity. Look what he says. Now look at verse 7. Verse 7 is actually a matured verse. And if you don't have your maturity, you get in this verse, you lost. But we speak the wisdom of God in a what?
Mystery.
Underlying mystery. That's not writing in the Bible. Mystery. Even the what?
Hidden.
Underline that. It's hidden. Now, it's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. And notice the third thing was God ordained. Underline the word ordained. Before the world, notice, unto our glory. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they wouldn't have crucified the Lord of glory. You see that?
Yes,
now, you have to permit the Holy Spirit to mature you beyond the earth's central realm and the devil. You got to become more matured than the devil. See, wisdom will make you more matured than Satan himself. Because there are some revelation you can go into, he can't. I don't know why Christians think they're at the pity of the enemy. He's already defeated. We need not mention him much. Operate. Operate and function in who you are and let the Holy Spirit, permit the Holy Spirit to mature you beyond the earth. Oh, I like that. To mature you beyond the earth's functioning, the earth's realm, the earth's knowledge, the earth's wisdom, the system, even the whole system. Let the Holy Spirit mature you by wisdom beyond the whole system. In other words, this system don't have nothing can hold me. Nothing to stop me. I'm operating, I'm functioning from another dimension. That's why I say if you get in trouble and you don't know what to do, James 1:5 said, man, get some wisdom. You can handle this. All right, secondly, wisdom is going beyond the gates of mysteries. I hope you listened heavy, you didn't miss that. Wisdom is the ability is going beyond the gates of mysteries. Where mysteries stop, wisdom take off. See, mysteries is not a mystery to wisdom. I'm trying to say it in 5 or 6 ways so y'all know God just told you something. Going beyond the gates of mysteries. Wisdom take you behind hidden doors. And it'll bring you into a wisdom ordination. In other words, you ordained to be wise. You know, we get ordained for ministry and all that. Yeah, that's ordination for wisdom. See, you mature, then God ordained you. Then you go through the mystery gate, and everything was hidden. You go behind the door. You behind the door. You see, yeah, I'm behind the door. So whatever outside can't lock me down, because I can go further than my enemy. I'm teaching better than y'all answering me. I wish somebody in here do have a problem tonight. So that wisdom can solve for you. See, everything we do has to be by faith, right? Yes, you got to believe what I'm preaching. Yes, you got to believe God told me to tell you that. Yes. Any of y'all ever shuck corn? Yes. How many of y'all ever shuck corn? Shuck corn. Yeah, well, we're going to shuck some corn tonight. Yes. You get this thing on, see the shuck on the outside is not what we eat. And a lot of y'all need to shuck the cone of y'all life. And this wisdom will shuck the cone. You following me? I thought it was wise when God told me this. These are life lessons about wisdom. This is now watch. Oh, I hope y'all don't let this pass. This is a wisdom that the God of this world do not have, nor have a right to it. Now, that puts your head in the rest. Now, listen, he don't have it. He don't have this insight. He don't have this foresight. And he do not have a right to it. Anybody heard what I said?
Yes, sir.
That make wisdom special, doesn't it?
Yes.
The wisdom of God. The enemy, nor the world system. They don't have this kind of wisdom that the God of this world do not have. Wisdom that this world system do not have. Wisdom that the government that's trying to operate without God, they don't have it. Why they don't have it? They don't have a right to it. One who have this wisdom must honor God. They must respect God. Because see, this wisdom is too powerful to give to an immature person. And a person that does not honor God, because it can produce so many manifestations.
Yes,
it can take you so many places that you cannot go normally. Natural wisdom can't go. Education wisdom can't go. Science cannot go. Psychology cannot go. This is a divine, supernatural insight that comes from God. Are you seeing this?
Yes, sir.
Y'all still look the same. Y'all getting this? But I got to go all back over it if y'all ain't getting it. Man, these things are so powerful to me. I be in my office, I jump over the desk when the Lord tell me this stuff. Yeah. Maybe this next one will get you real good. Number four. This ordained wisdom produces a supreme supernatural ability that shut the enemy kingdom down in your life, that he will not get away with any deception. Oh, my God. My God. You see that? That is powerful. This is what he said. This is what he said. This ordained wisdom produces a supreme supernatural ability. All right, y'all read that one. Can you use that?
Yes,
huh? If you don't need it now, listen, you're going to need it next week.
Yes.
And when you read that, look, when you read that or go over that, that power is going to start coming in you. See, God sent his word. It contains spirit and life. And so these statements contain spirit and life. So when in your life, if there's anything that's wiggling or wobbling, you read that power and the understanding and the wisdom will come on you how to handle it. That's what this is all about. It's a life lesson. I said, that's what this is all about. Isn't that about who can preach the better? Tell me something, man. I need something of you. You see, right there in the scripture. Let's look back at it again. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world. Look what he said. Unto our glory. In other words, the glory that's on the inside of you. We read today, the 17th chapter of John, how Jesus said he wanted us to have his glory. The glory that is inside of you will be amplified, magnified when you're matured enough to walk in wisdom. See, if you're not matured enough to walk in wisdom, you really don't know who you are and what you have and what you can do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But when you do mature, like we're doing here, maturing in wisdom, getting an understanding, while you move into another section. You can't sit on the same bleachers. What do you call it? A nosebleeder. You can't hardly see the player. You move up front. Huh? Because you got a special ticket. For life. I found out Christians don't like you to have no special ticket. Now they got tickets there for them. But they don't want you to be using no ticket. Remember now, this is a heavenly wisdom that saturates earthly situation with divine order. Because every time you are attacked, something out of order. Or somebody out of order. And so when you operate in wisdom, you bring them back to order. Either line up or get straightened out. Point operating in wisdom. You don't remember no point operating in wisdom. But that person is operating. See, wisdom. I believe wisdom includes the whole arm of God. The wisdom of God. God, everywhere you God talk about wisdom, he said wisdom is the principal thing. In all I get and get understanding. He has his wisdom on the top of his list because wisdom was there when he created the world. Then he made Jesus our wisdom, and Jesus Christ is the wisdom of God. That's why they couldn't tie Jesus up. It is amazing how God, this you're going to be mature to hear this, have put us in the Sam class with Jesus. It's amazing. It's amazing. Have given us the same opportunity to call on his name that Jesus had. Has given us the same power that Jesus was working with. Give us the right to use the same wisdom that Jesus used. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing. We let a little problem get us down. In this life, you're going to have that. But function in who you really are. Don't be a crybaby. Don't complain about everything. You got a challenge. Be like David. He looked bigger than me. He talked louder than me. But I got somebody with me bigger than him. Don't face things in your own strength. Don't face things in your own understanding. Don't face things in your own wisdom. Many times when something happened, God is giving you a promotion. You don't even know it. Life will never become a jigsaw puzzle for one who is operating in the wisdom of God. They will know, connect the dots. They'll know how to connect the dots supernaturally. I remember the king had five people coming against him in 2 Chronicles. He prayed every prayer he knew, pushed every button, read every scripture. Finally he said, Lord, I got my eyes on you. That's what it boiled down to. Wisdom keep its eyes on God. Stop looking at the problem. Look at the solution. Remember this. It's a process. Just because you didn't get it yesterday don't mean you're not going to get it tomorrow. Hold fast to your confession of faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promise. Here, you know, here, why believe the lie when you already know the truth? Are you hearing me? Any place of defeat in your life is a lie. Keep looking at it with the truth and it will dissipate. Because the truth is stronger than a lie. Oh, wow. Bakalayaya. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the next one, number six. Now, I'm just giving you a life lesson. I haven't gotten an outline yet. These are life lessons. I started writing life lesson. God, number six. Now, watch this. Somebody going to get it this time. God has tailor-made wisdom for you to bring you into a kingdom lifestyle on earth that no one can explain naturally. Woo! Tailor-made wisdom. Just for you. Not no group. We're not in group therapy here. Individual. Tailor-made wisdom. Just for you. It don't fit nobody else. It's just for you because he know your situation. God, man. What? God has tailor-made wisdom for you. Say, God have tailor-made wisdom for me. I don't have no right to be worried about nothing. He gonna cut it. It'll fit when it's through. It'll work out in my favor.
Whatever I'm dealing with,
it will work out in my favor. That's right, you might have hollered. That tailor-made wisdom will bring you into a kingdom lifestyle. Nobody else can wear your wisdom suit. You haven't lived yet in wisdom until you live a life nobody can explain in the natural. That's where you're headed. Some of y'all so close it's burning. And you don't have to be 80 years old to get there. You can get there now. All right, I'll give you one more life lesson, then I'm going to go on something else. One more life lesson. Now, if you don't get this one, I want you to leave. This next one. And don't look back. Just keep going. Don't stop at no red light. Just run them. Just get on up. Go back where you come from. Listen. Number 7. Wisdom privileges. Always knocking at your door to show you our most glorious way of doing things. Somebody just raise their hand with me. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. You must mark yourself with these revelations. You must meditate them. All right? Now, the two scriptures we read are powerful because you say the cross of Christ is both the power of God and the wisdom of God. And men with their wisdom cannot understand what this week is all about. Now, I want to go back over something because I want you to hear this. God's wisdom operates in matured people. Tonight we're dealing with the mysteries of wisdom. So the God kind of wisdom comes by revelation. See, the Holy Spirit is involved. It's not just reading the scripture and running and trying to do something with it. You got to stay long enough for the Holy Spirit to breathe upon it, to unfold it, to anoint you with it, and tell you I'm going with you. See, so the God kind of wisdom comes by revelation. If there's no revelation, you don't got it. You think you got it. This wisdom we're reading about is orchestrated by God.
Amen.
It's not normal. You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you are. Wisdom, this wisdom we're talking about, has the highest IQ in the spirit realm.
Amen.
Write that down. Yeah, it sees beyond 20/20 vision. It sees into another dimension. So that's why this wisdom is, this wisdom is pregnant wisdom. Yeah, it's pregnant with solution. It's pregnant with deliverance. It's pregnant with victories. It'll show you. As you mature, your level of wisdom increases. We have accepted so many defeats. We've accepted so many put down, but we're training now. I ain't accept nothing I don't want. So the God kind of wisdom comes by revelation. You got that? Why? This text tells us, because it is mysteries. It's hidden. And it's ordained for special people. Turn to James chapter 3. Let me show you this. I was talking to, I think my son-in-law, somebody, I was speaking this at the table. And he said, "What is that?" And there's a whole lot of things in the Bible you can say, "Where is that?" You know. Yeah, don't laugh too loud. Take you pray and show you things in the Bible. I said, "What? I didn't know that was in the Bible." James chapter 3 for a minute. It's very, my little Bible reads at the top of the 13th verse, earthly and heavenly wisdom. Earthly and heavenly wisdom. I think I'll read this to you. Well, put in your note, there are four kinds of wisdom we must be aware of. There are four kinds of wisdom. Who didn't know that was four kinds of wisdom? Let me see your hand up. Okay, that's good. Well, that's what we're reading, see? I said, how many of y'all didn't know? All right, okay. How many of y'all lied? Oh. There are four kinds of wisdom we must be aware of. Put that in your note. There's four kinds of wisdom that we must be aware of. There in James chapter 3, verse 13, who is a wise man and endue with knowledge among you? Question. Let him show out of a good conversation, a conversation that means lifestyle. Wise people don't act stupid. His work with meekness of wisdom. Notice meekness of wisdom. And I think there's a certain element of meekness, because wisdom will promote you so much that if you arrogant, or stubborn, or prideful, it will make a mockery to God's name. That's why he wait till you get matured. Just because you come to church 3 weeks in a row don't make you mature. You got to grow up to be able to handle wisdom, all right? Now watch what he says here. Verse 14, but if you have that bitter, envy, and strife in your heart, glory not, and not lie against the truth, you ain't got no wisdom, not from God. He said this wisdom descending not from above. You got three of them right here. But it's earthly, sensual, devilish. Now, to discern these three, you got to be walking in this one. Because these three are slick. The earth got some wisdom, boy, some devilish wisdom, and sensual wisdom will blow your mind. I've told some guy they'll blow your mind, man. But my soon as he said three words, my gaga kind of went off. That didn't happen many times. If I get close enough to you, I know your intention. And you know, this guy was talking, boy, with all eloquence and, you know, like nice. That mean watch him. That mean a storm coming. You know how you come on that lake, come up when you're talking about a storm coming? Y'all aren't supposed to go running high when that happens. Y'all supposed to stop it. He talking about his toenail come out and tears up. I said, no, not down here. Jesus Christ. No, Jesus. I tell you, I give you a good one. We flying out of Washington. That's my son, he's a witness there. I told him so he'll know ahead of time. Chief pilot coming back. He said, Mr. Thompson, he says, the weather's so bad, we probably have to land in Alexandria. He said, because I don't believe in getting Baton Rouge. He said, I'm just letting you know. He said, but you know, Mr. Tom. I said, yeah, I got it. So I began to pray in tongues, in the spirit, about 25, 30 minutes. And I heard three words. Claire. 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 So he came back. He came back to talk with us because you got two parties, one come back and talk to you. And I said, Mitch, I just heard Claire, Claire, Claire. So he went back, and then he come back about 45 minutes, out a little further. He said, "I'll move to New Orleans, Mr. Thompson." The second pilot going through to get the luggage, he said, "We never had a smooth landing in the city like this before." Claire, say it, Claire. Yeah. Claire. Yeah. Claire. Yeah. Now I just spoke over you. You got any wisdom? You got any wisdom? Some things just been cleared up for you. Say it again, Claire. 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 Mark my word. Many of y'all gonna have a testimony to tell. Because that's the way the Holy Ghost, that's how wisdom works. You know, I'm going to tell it. You know, I'm going to tell it because I got to tell it. You know, some of my members bought $500,000 house cash. Something working. Something working. How many times you hear that? They bought it today. Over $500,000 paid for in cash. And buying all the furniture to put in cash. What you talking about? I'll tell you that. You gotta listen. You gotta pay attention. You gotta honor. You gotta connect right. You connect right, it'll happen to you. All y'all supposed to be millionaires. You can't get in them little discussion because somebody don't like something. Say, get away from me. I'm on my way somewhere. Wouldn't you like to buy a house or $500,000? Ain't got to go in all them little boots with all them different people. What's your grandmother name and all them people that you? My grandmother ain't buying this house. You know what I'm talking about. Sit down. I had to close in a minute. Sit down. I think that's a pretty good announcement. Made me happy. I have something to tell you. I heard the Spirit say this. You know when a tree start bearing fruit and you on the same tree. Did you get it? Did you get that? How many of y'all got that? See, the family who bought the $500,000 house is on the tree. And their fruit's coming out. But you on the same tree. They got that. It's an indication that yours about to grow out. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You know, it's just like me getting that house. It's just like me getting it. Yeah, well, them people called Pasina, they Sukonele Shaka. Be able to tell me that testimony. All my labor. Man. Jesus. Come on, let's finish reading this. Sit down a minute. But if you have bitter envy, I mean, verse 14, strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descended not from above. See that? But it's earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envy and strife is, there is what? And what? Now here, verse 17. Look at it. And I'm probably going to preach on it, the fruit of wisdom sometime. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. Then what? Jesus. What else? Jesus. And what else? Jesus. Somebody just fell off. See, somebody just fell off. See, if you find yourself working out of this circumference, where the enemy trying to pull you out of this circumference, remember, he's trying to pull you out of your wisdom. That's why that person answered you wrong. Yeah. That's why that person attack your character. They're trying to pull you out of this wisdom. Guilty. Anybody else guilty? Yeah, they pull you out. You let them pull you out. But see, this is what the lesson about. Not to let them pull you out. See, look what it says about this wisdom. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good food, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Why it's like that? It knows that you don't have what belongs to it. And it knows that what God promised is going to happen and it's going to manifest. Just like God said, no matter how many block, how many things try to block it, people try to block it. This wisdom is cool, calm, and collected. It knows it has no challenge that it cannot whip. So it's just pure. It's peaceable. Yes. See? It actually, this wisdom is a divine giant about life. You follow me?
Yes,
y'all still with me?
Yes,
all right. I'll get one or two more things to you. So you got four kind of wisdom. You got them?
Yes,
tell them to me. Question. What one you been operating in? Have you been pure? Have you been peaceable? Have you been gentle? Can somebody really talk to you? Are you easy to talk with? I heard somebody say no. Tell the truth, y'all. You know what can make a person... peaceable and gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You know what can make that person a person like that? They are matured and they know they can't be stopped. And no matter who come to them, what problem the person come to them with, they know they can help them. So you don't have to get all riled up. I want to slap myself sometimes, get all riled up. I know the power that resides on the inside. I don't have to answer some things. I don't have to talk about some things. Go on, talk about the goodness of Jesus. I'm growing up. Are you growing? Some things don't even worth mentioning. Why would I say it? Jesus was and still is the wisdom of God, and the world can't recognize who he is. The wisdom of God is Jesus. The wisdom of God is Jesus. You heard that?
Yes,
sir. Now, it's strong to me, back in our text in 1 Corinthians 2, the scripture says God ordained wisdom. You know, in other words, he qualifies you to operate in his wisdom. That's strong, man. Huh? Here's another thing. God's kind of wisdom is an ingredient no successful life can live without. See, wisdom have with it the built-in success when everything looks like a mess.
Yes, sir.
It's still, you just know that God supernaturally going to give you some insight of how to handle this thing. If you heard me, just tonight, I've been teaching on it a while, but if you heard me, get ready for unmeasurable success in every part of your life. I laugh myself. Get ready for unmeasurable success in every part of your life. That's what wisdom will do. So I don't care how it look, Get ready for unmeasurable success. You'll be able to look back over this period of time when it looked like you wasn't going to make it. Nobody knew what I'm going through. It's sort of like joy unspeakable and full of glory. Are you following me? How many of y'all are ready for unmeasurable success? In every part of your life. That's why I'm trying to teach you about your health. What good is wealth without health? You follow what I'm saying? You got to have the whole covenant. The people get scared. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to eat? Baby, there's so many wonderful, delicious things beside a cow. Don't get addicted to that cow. But you think I eat lettuce and tomato all the time like a rabbit. No. I had some of the most delicious things today. My son-in-law and Joanne, they fixed some things up today. Man, I was in heaven on earth. So y'all too tight to buy a hallelujah book, the hallelujah recipe book. And then Carol and I are going to help you something. I think Carol's going to help me the next section I have. She's going to help me. We might tag team and teach on help. Yeah. All right. Let's see. So we got the unmeasurable success, right? Now, let me say this to you. As Christian leaders in your community, this wisdom will set you apart to help people find their way to Jesus. Once a person see you functioning in this unmeasurable success, finally somebody going to crack. They're going to ask you a question. You have to tell them. I got 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you something else. Real heavy, heavy. I want you to have this. Then I'm going to shut it down in a few minutes. Tonight. See wisdom. Closing the vows. That's supposed to be vows, plural. I might put vows of defeat. And you know they call wisdom a her. Permitting her to open the vows of victory. See it? Go to the next one. Now, three more I'm gonna give you. Then I'm gonna close. Then Junior, you come take over. Your daughter, baptism. You got the announcement about Beverly's father. Yeah, okay. They got to cut stuff out. I just talk. My books come from my tape, so I don't like to be putting no thing. You can't say this. I just say what I want to say. Tonight, when I say it,
tonight.
See wisdom closing the vow of defeat, permitting her to open the vows of victory. When wisdom is at work, knowing how would not be a question. For what?
Wisdom never fails.
That sounds like a subject to preach. Yeah. Wisdom never fails. All right, two more. Oh, man. Wisdom stands out in a crowd even without making a sound. Ay, 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 ay. You know why? Wisdom can let all opposition talk, but it knows it's just talk. See, wisdom function in the dimension of God. It's functioning in the dimension of Jesus Christ. It functions in the dimension of the Holy Spirit. It's a kingdom wisdom. It's a covenant wisdom that is above everything else. And I want you to get this one point, last point here. Let's put it up so they can see it. The last point. You see that? Look at it. Wisdom is the master key to the invisible and the impossible. You're never stuck. You're never stuck.
Thank you, Lord.
You're never stuck. It's the master key. Wisdom unlocks the invisible because it's always there. Your answer, your deliverance, your blessing, wisdom unlocked. It's the key to the invisible. And wisdom step up in a situation that seems like nobody can do something about it. And wisdom stand up there, right there in the face, right in the Satan face, right in your enemy face, and unlock the impossible. Paul and Silas prayed at midnight, 16th chapter of Acts. They didn't have no keys for that door. Wisdom came while they was praising God. Wisdom called for an earthquake, and it shook just right. See, I know when wisdom do things just right, bake the cake just right, or whatever they do, it bake just right. What are you bickering about tonight? What is your saddest moment? What sad story you have to tell me after I preach to you like this? How can you still worry? How can you bad report? Change it. Stuff not working out right for me, man of God. That's why you're here.
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you something. I'm closing, but let me tell you something. The key factor, number one key factor of becoming a millionaire, a Christian millionaire, key factor is so simple. You know not how.
Yes, sir.
See, that's what we try to find, you listening? You know not how. Don't be trying to work it out. Don't be trying to work no overtime and all that. You don't get no millionaire working overtime. Listen, unless you're getting more seed. But listen. That's the first thing. You know it's not how. Second thing, understand the purpose. I can get you to walk down that street. I just know it's there, but I don't know how. But I accept it. And I'm not going after it. I'm a magnetizer. It's going to come to me. See, your desire from God, word, activate the law of attraction. When you have a desire from God, that desire is a magnet. And it began to attract and draw things to you. You don't know how they got there in a norm, but God bring them to you. See, the fight is we're fighting to try to make things happen. We need to relax and let it happen. Praise God. Use your faith. Dance. Use your imagination. Dream, man. Dream. Don't let the world take your stuff. Dream. See yourself there already. I'm a dreamer. You following the dreamer? I see things I can't talk about. Because people will fall out. They wouldn't understand it. So I just wait till it arrives. Yeah. So they see it for themselves. Yeah. All right, Junior. Hallelujah. I got some dreamers in here. Come on, lift your hand up. Dream. Your dream caused manifestation. Your imagination caused demonstration. You must remember nothing too good for you. You're a child of God. What? There's nothing your God can't afford. Stop saying mama them did it, mama them did that. Yeah, that was mama them. But now get ready to soar like the eagle. The eagle's secret is he don't stress himself out. He flow with the flow. He lock his wing. He ain't flapping around, he's flapping. See, we flap too much. Just lock it. God will put a wind on it. Woo! Just ride life. Just ride life. Dream. I got a clue, man. Dream. Use your imagination. Even those people doing the evil things, the Tower of Babel, God said he couldn't stop them because they was all in one accord. Apostle, what I do? It's your spirit, your soul, and your senses on one accord. And you can't be stopped. See, the Hebrews chapter 5, in the latter part says that you can get your senses to exercise. And they know the difference between evil and good. See, if it's a training. The Holy Spirit train your spirit. Your spirit train your soul train your senses. That shuts Satan down. Now, some of y'all been waiting too long. I'm tired of waiting. You know what God said? I'm tired of waiting on you too. I'm aiming to keep all of y'all from dying early. And when I say early, I'm talking about 900. That's early. And then I'm aiming to show you all how to live and not die. And how to live a full life without being where you can't handle yourself. Your mind, your brain still working. Don't ever let nobody pity you. No. Go pat the dog. Don't pity me. I don't want no pity because I want to be able where I can handle myself. How many of y'all feel the same way? Listen at me. I got to close. Listen at me. Look at me. It's very simple. It is not as complicated. Sickness and disease. See, I'm back at it. Sickness and disease is not a complicated issue. If you address it the way the Father wants you to address it, he'll wipe it out. There's no such thing as incurable. When reading start going wrong or pain start coming, that's your body talking to you, preparing you to send something that can work with this. If you're real sick, stop eating and just juice and watch what happens. Them cells are come to the rescue. See, in the days of old, I was reading, and people get attacked with some type of sickness. They don't eat. They quit eating. See, now, a lot of times you were sick and you lost your appetite. You say, well, I can get my appetite back. That's the problem, your appetite. The Lord done took the appetite. Now, I'm getting my appetite back. He wants you to stop eating so you won't feed the sickness. Sickness eat. God. Yeah, give yourself a hand. Give yourself a hand.